Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Greg Harris. Pitching for the New York Mets, Greg Harris. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second, the first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Tom Griffin. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Youngblood moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Youngblood scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing third base. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Harris. Martin moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from May and he is safe. Backman steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Bergman reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Mets. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cavill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from May and he is safe. Brooks steals second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozzilli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bergman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Greg Harris. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Milt May. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, LeMaster bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to second. One out. Rennie Stennett pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sadek scores. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stennett. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Stennett steals second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Mike Sadek now catching. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman bunts towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Mozzilli moves to second. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman is walked intentionally. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Trevino now catching. John Stearns now playing first base. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stearns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 3 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lavelle, and towards Morgan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to third. Two outs. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Neil Allen. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Trevino for a passed ball. LeMaster moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mozilli moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mozilli moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a fly ball towards center. Martin catches it and throws home to Sadek, who relays to second to double up Kingman. Mazzilli tags and scores. Youngblood tags and moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mukey Wilson now playing left field. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bergman strikes out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-4 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.